Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in.
That's the late, great Otis Redding bringing us 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long, Shelby Joy Scarborough. That's the name of the book, Civility Rules. Shelby's here. She's a former member of the U.S. State Department's an officer of the U.S. State Department in the Reagan administration, the legendary Reagan administration. Shelby, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on your book. You want to give us a website, please?
Sure. It's ShelbyScarborough.com.
Folks, if you'd like to have an idea about, if you're feeling a little uneasy, you're feeling a little bit unsettled, and you're wondering what's going on, why are we like this? Read Shelby's book. It'll help explain a lot of this to you, and it'll do two things. It'll help you not only learn how to deal with the other people who maybe are licking the red off your candy, but it'll also help you deal with yourself, because we're at once the victims and the perpetrators, aren't we, Shelby?
We are, and we need to be cognizant of that.
So in your book, and folks, she talks about responsibility, courtesy, humility, empathy, trust, all that. But you also, it's interesting that you spend a lot of time talking about our first president, the father of our country, George Washington. In fact, every chapter has his bust, his profile on it. Tell us why he inspired you so much.
Well, when I was, I lived in Virginia and Washington, D.C. area for almost 28 years, and I lived on the property, the old estate of George Washington.
Really?
So I got to know a little bit about him. Yes,
I bet.
Mount Vernon? Well, Mount Vernon used to be much bigger than it is.
Right.
So the area around it, you know, several miles down the road, down the parkway, used to be his former estate. So many, many of the homes there are part of the old estate.
I'll be darned.
So you sort of have this sense of history, you know, when you live there.
Right.
And so I learned a lot about him, and he wrote the rules of civility when he was 16. He took them from a French etiquette book and put them into modern, quote, modern parlance at the time. And they're sort of funny rules. There's 110 of them. And they, you know, they say things like, thou shalt not stand so close to allow a man to bedew a man with one spittle.
Well, boy, how futuristic was that, right?
Exactly.
Today, you know, today would say, like, thou shalt wear a double mask.
And stand 6 feet away.
Right.
Exactly. Just to make sure of it. So, you know, it's exactly kind of prophetic. That's the old is new again. So I basically took all of those rules, 110 rules, and put them into the buckets that I felt they fit into, and they all kind of boil down to four or five things, which is trust and respect, honor, dignity, courtesy, and humility, being one of the largest and most important ones in my personal experience anyway. And so I tried to put, and I did what, you know, we talk about is trying to put it in terms of not preaching to somebody, but because I don't think I have the right to tell anybody else what to do, but I really looked at it from a perspective of how do I become a better person? How do I show civility and humanity to my fellow human being? And I tried to create it. I created my own practice of civility, and basically I just put it into a book, and I hope that other people will enjoy it, and I share my experiences.
Well, that's a great way to do it, because the thing that you did is something that we all need to realize. There's nothing new about civility or trust or ethics under the sun. There's nothing. The only thing new about that is the velocity of it. Everything, all fundamentals are the same, and Shelby, the thing that I keep pointing out to people is we have to realize that our George Washington was an analog being. We are 100% exactly like George Washington 240 years later, except we live in a digital world. That's the only difference in what we as humans need and want. The only difference is the velocity of how we get there and how we get our stuff. Everything else is the same, isn't it?
It's absolutely the same. So recognizing that out first and foremost is the first step to solving the problem.
No, that's exactly right. And I love what you said in the earlier segment about being willing to slow things down. Don't you think that one day out in the future, 3, 5, 30 years from now, if we ever find a way to not kill each other figuratively with all this stuff we're doing, if not literally, if we ever find a way that it'll be because we said, okay, it's okay not to be fast. It's okay to get things at light speed, but not deploy them at light speed. What do you think?
I agree. And one of the things that's sort of ironic about the time we're living in is with COVID, for example, and the political environment we're living in, there's a huge juxtaposition there because COVID made us slow down in a way.
Right.
And that we were more isolated, and so we had to find ways to communicate with each other and reconnect with friends. So people, you know, having the Zoom cocktail hours and things like that where they can connect across the line. So using technology in a positive way, and at the same time, we're having a toxic political environment.
Shelby, I need your website, please, quickly.
ShelbyScarborough.com.
All right, and find her book wherever books are sold. It's called Civility Rules. Shelby, will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
We'd love to have you back. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.